I tell you, the satellite navigation on my smartphone is just the most awesome invention. Doesn't matter where I am or where I want to go, I really can never get lost. How did we ever live without it? Seriously. So imagine if satellite navigation had been invented 2,000 years ago. It would have made the wise men's journey so much easier, don't you think? Drop a pin at where they were, Babylon, another one at where they were going, Bethlehem, and let the phone give you the directions and off you go. Sweet. Now, at this point, you're no doubt thinking, Bernie's off with the fairies here. I mean, he's losing it. Satellite navigation in the first century AD? What's he thinking? Where's he going with this? Yeah, well, maybe. But fact, as they say, is stranger than fiction. Here's what really happened. Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. Jesus was born in the town of Bethlehem in Judea during the time when Herod was king. After Jesus was born, some wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. They asked people, "Where is the child that's been born the king of the Jews? We saw a star that shows that he was born. We saw it rise in the sky in the east, and we've come to worship him." So God invited these wise men, these magi from the east, to come and worship Jesus around the time of his birth. Now, remember, these guys were into soothsaying and astrology, things that were an abomination to God and strictly forbidden in the law of Moses. And on top of that, they came from the east, in other words, from Babylon. So as far as the average God-fearing first century Jew was concerned, these guys were the astrologers from hell. If you or I had been God, we probably wouldn't even have invited them to the party. And yet God did. He invited these abominable sinners to worship his son. And what did he send them to bring them to Jesus? A guy with a hand-drawn map? A prophet? A guide? No. To these astrologers, God sent a moving star. Do you get it? A sign that spoke deliberately and directly into their sinful mindset. It seemed that this God who sent his son into this lost world loved these terrible sinners so much more than he hated their sin. That's God's word, fresh for you today.